Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
We'll be right back. It's Pete Evans, it's Spinning Jazz, that's Sonny Rollins from 1962, starting us off today with Jungoso from the album What's New. And we heard Sonny's tenor saxophone, accompanied by Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Ben Riley on the drums, and the percussion quartet consisted of Dennis Charles, Frank Charles, Willie Rodriguez and Candido. And we are moving to 1982, and an album on Top Hits Records out of Florida. The album is Salsa Fever. This is Gunda Merced.
Por alguien que se fue, canto mi corazón, pero a su gran dolor, él le correspondió. Amaba, que no me olvidaría y en la lejanía pensaría en mí, que cuento más lisonjero y ella misma lo creyó, que cuento más lisonjero y ella misma lo creyó. Amor en soledad que no puede pasar, la prueba de
le correspondió con la palabra amor.
Getting into the groove nice and early this Sunday morning here on Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans, at Sheffield Live. And that was Johnny Griffin on tenor saxophone, Matthew G on the trombone, John Patton on organ, Aaron Bell on the bass, and Carlos Potato Valdez on the bongos and the congas. And that was a tune called Twist City. And we're moving to Muse Records next, and one of our favourite organists, Richard Groove Holmes, and his album Shipping Out, recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in June of 77. And this is Where or When, and it's Groove Holmes on organ, Dave Schnitter on tenor saxophone, Steve Giordano on the guitar, Idris Muhammad on the drums, and Buddy Caldwell on the congas.
Thank you.
Djalma Ferreira's Ricardo Bossa Nova, given the Hank Mobley treatment from 1965 on Blue Note Records from his album Dippin', featuring Lee Morgan on trumpet, Mobley on tenor saxophone, Harold Mabin Jr. on piano, Larry Ridley on the bass, and Billy Higgins playing the drums. And that's an album that I played a track from, although not that one, last week at Cole's Corner. A great afternoon was had by all, and it's a very good morning to Nathan and Alan and all the other great people I met down there last week. It was a lovely afternoon of jazz, Latin and reggae and ska, lots of different sounds, and a lovely atmosphere it was. And yeah, anyway, good morning to all of you. And good morning especially to Nathan and Alan. Hope you and your families are well this morning. And speaking of last week, I also played a track from the next album. Again, not this one, but let's vary it a bit and let's keep with the classic bossa nova tunes. This is Quiet Nights, Corcovado, Antonio Carlos Jobim's tune. And this is the Quartet Trebian from 1966. Originally on Decca Records. This is a Brunswick, UK stereo pressing. And it's the classic St. Louis lineup of the Quartet Trebian. Gita Thompson on piano, Richard Simmons on bass, Albert St. James on the drums, and Percy James on the bongos and congas. We'll be right back. Roger's Samba, written by Roger Glenn, who was playing the flute on there. Before that, it was René Touze, and we heard Laura, and we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with some Herbie Mann.